June 10. Unworthy, but useful. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29. If we had a just appreciation of the importance and greatness of our work, and could see ourselves as we are at this time, we should be filled with wonder that God could use us, unworthy as we are, in the work of bringing souls into the truth. There are many things that we ought to be able to understand that we do not comprehend because we are so far behind our privileges. Christ said to his disciples, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. John chapter 16, verse 12. This is our condition. Would they not have been able to understand what he had to say to them if they had been doers of his word, if they had improved point after point on the truth which he had presented to them? But although they could not then understand, he told them that he would send the Comforter, who would lead them into all truth. We should be in a position where we can comprehend the teaching, leading, and working of the Spirit of Christ. We must not measure God or his truth by our finite understanding or by our preconceived opinions. There are many who do not realize where they are standing, for they are spiritually blinded. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. I trust that none of us will be found to be reprobates. Is Christ abiding in your hearts by faith? Is his Spirit in you? If it is, there will be such a yearning in your soul for the salvation of those for whom Christ has died, that self will sink into insignificance, and Christ alone will be exalted. Those who profess to be united to Christ should be laborers together with God. The people of God are to warn the world, and to prepare a people to stand in the day of wrath, when the Son of Man shall come in the clouds of heaven. The members of the Church of Christ should gather up the divine rays of light from Jesus and reflect them to others, leaving a bright track heavenward in the world. Review and Herald, October 8, 1889.